This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
KYW News Radio and Deborah Heart and Lung Center team up to discuss arrhythmia, diagnosis, treatment, and management. Here's Rasa Kay.
Arrhythmias that occur in the top part of the heart can be merely distracting or quite serious, such as atrial fibrillation in the atria, which carries a risk for stroke. But cardiac electrophysiologist Dr. Rafael Corbizero says the most concerning rhythm disorder occurs in the ventricle.
The bottom part has some arrhythmias. The most significant one is ventricular fibrillation, which is the cause of sudden cardiac death, which is the number one cause of death in this country. It almost outweighs all cancers combined. Unfortunately, that could be the first presentation of heart disease, is sudden death. A small percentage of patients who show up with their first heart attack have sudden death, an arrhythmia problem, and that's devastating.
Learn more at DeboraHealthReport.com.
New Jersey's only heart, lung, and vascular specialty hospital, Deborah Heart and Lung Center. When it's your heart, demand Deborah.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Capital Beat.
And joining us now is Congressman Dr. Bob Onder. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Ryan. Great to be back.
Are you in D.C. right now?
No, I'm back in the district this actual whole week, which is terrific. I'd much rather be back home in Missouri than in the swamp. Last night I was down in Crawford County. Earlier in the week I was in Columbia visiting the Thompson Center there. So it's been a fun week.
Let me ask you a loaded question here. Why do some of your colleagues hate the idea of cutting government waste?
Oh, you know, that's a really good question, because, you know, we talk about cutting waste and fraud and abuse. We Republicans and many Democrats have talked about that for literally generations. And then when we get around to actually doing it, all of a sudden, people get weak-kneed. I think specifically Republicans, being afraid of cutting waste, fraud, and abuse in the reconciliation bill, the bill where we're going to renew the tax cuts. They're afraid of these baseless Democrat charges that somehow we're going to be, you know, kicking people off this or that program. The fact is that government just becomes more and more and more and more bloated. And actually, even, for instance, the Democrats' demagoguery about Republicans cutting Medicaid. Even if we cut $880 billion over the next 10 years out of Medicaid, which they allege, which actually isn't even going to happen. But even if that happened, that would represent a slowing of the rate of increase of Medicaid spending from $2.5 trillion increase to $1.7 trillion increase. Only in Washington, D.C. is spending massively more on a program, but less than the Democrats want to, considered to be a cut. Why so many Republicans can't just stand up, fight, and tell the truth, rather than cowing to the Democrats and the fake news media, that I do not know.
So Trump signs that executive order yesterday to dismantle the Department of Education. And I know that he would need Congress to officially do that. And to me, it doesn't seem like there's going to be enough votes to do that. What could be done, you think, with Congress? Is there any component of that where you think the Democrats could get on board?
Ooh, that's a that's a tough one. That's a tough one, Kim, because you know the some of the education bills, laws that have been passed over the years were well intentioned. No Child Left Behind, ESSA. The idea was that somehow the federal government was going to bring accountability in education by imposing standards. And many times these, you know, Democrat NEA controlled school boards, they didn't like the idea of accountability. So, but overall, I think Democrats are the party of big government, Kim. And if we dismantle the Department of Education, or Donald Trump uses his executive power to dramatically scale back the size and the scope of that department, the Democrats are going to fight us all the way, because you have, you know, Washington bureaucrats, 90% Democrat, who are going to be losing their jobs. And that means loss of union dues and so on. So I don't know. I don't think we're going to get a lot of cooperation with Democrats on that. But Democrats will admit to you that some of the mandates and regulations coming down from Washington are not necessarily a good thing. But whenever you talk about downsizing government, Democrats will fight you all the way.
Yeah.
You know, I don't even know, based on the Department of Education, how many Democrats you're going to be able to find that would admit that out loud, because it's such a party thing for them that, hey, we need to have control on a federal level, what happens on a local level, things that should have been done on a state level to begin with. And how many times have you found state districts objecting with what the federal mandates were and it conflicting with their own values as a community, but they were forced to do it anyway, else they lose the money. So with a Department of Education going away, some of the services are going to be farmed off to other departments that are better suited to handle it, like the Treasury Department with student loans, for example.
Student loans, right.
A lot of these, these programs are going to keep going on, the ones that are deemed necessary. But what you're going to find is that on a local level, you're going to actually be better off, because it's the people that you see at the grocery store that are going to make decisions, not people in D.C.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and likewise, Title IX enforcement, the Justice Department, definitely a department much more suited to that sort of enforcement. That's right. I mean, although we've got to be careful there too, because as you know, Mark Cox, Kim St. Ange, they've been very helpful in trying to elect the right people to these local school boards, and many times these local school boards end up just being woke leftist, mm-hmm. teacher union shills. Local is not always better, but definitely we have the opportunity, by eliminating the Department of Education, to cut back on bureaucratic bloat. If you look at the last 20 years in American education at the K-12 grade level, we have seen about a 5% increase in the population of students, and along with that, about a 5% increase in the number of teachers. But we've seen a 48% increase in the number of principals and assistant principals, and we've seen an 89% increase in the number of other administrators. This bureaucratic bloat that takes money away from education and takes money away from the focus of actually teaching kids reading and writing and math, that is largely driven by all these federal mandates and regulations and bureaucratic diktats that come down from Washington, D.C. So, I think we have an opportunity to, downsize government, kind of very much a DOGE theme, eliminating waste, fraud, abuse, and bureaucratic bloat.
I so appreciate all the work that you've done in the pro-life movement, and I know you've now introduced a really important bill. Tell us about what that involves.
Yes. This is the Ensuring Integrity in Scientific Research Act. We know from, it goes all the way back to 2016, the revelation that many Planned Parenthood abortion clinics were ready, willing, and able to traffic human organs, baby body parts, for the science experiments. And we know that the federal government has been funding research using fetal organs and fetal tissue. This is immoral research. Regardless of what one might think about the abortion issue, the idea of making baby body parts commodities that can be bought and sold and used in ghoulish science experiments is just repulsive. So I am the House sponsor of the lead House sponsor of that bill. Senator Hyde Smith is the Senate sponsor. Blaine Lukemeyer formerly sponsored this bill when he was my predecessor. So I think this is important research. Whether we get Democrat support, I don't know, but I cannot imagine how anyone would justify this kind of research, much less forcing taxpayers to pay for this kind of immoral research.
Do you have any town hall meetings coming up where people that hate Elon Musk will come and scream at you?
Yeah, I'm not doing planning an in-person town hall at this moment. And the reason is very simple. Look, I'm more than happy. I did a teletown hall a couple of weeks ago, and I think we took a total of about 20 questions. All 20 of them were, by the way, antagonistic. I don't mind that at all, because in many ways, those questions from the lefty trolls, they set up exactly what I want to talk about, which is cutting out waste, fraud, and abuse, which is the lie that somehow Republicans are going to gut Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security. I love addressing and refuting those lies. The problem with right now Republicans doing in-person town halls, it's not that they're cowards. It's just that we don't want to feed into this media and left-wing Democrat narrative that our constituents hate what we're doing. I think overwhelmingly, Republicans from Donald Trump all the way down to state reps and state senators and, we congressmen in between, we are doing what we were elected to do. And that's why the Democrats hate us, hate what we're doing so much, because they hate you and me and our values. And they're not getting their way. They're used to getting their way. They certainly got their way under Biden Harris. And we're securing the border. We're cutting waste and abuse. We're renewing tax cuts. We're restoring sensible energy policy. We're making our streets safer. We're making education better. And Democrats don't like any of that stuff. So they're orchestrating these protests. These protests aren't spontaneous. They're funded by the same left-wing billionaires like George Soros and the Arnold family that subsidized BLM protests and anti-Israeli protests on our college campuses.
Yep. Dr. Bob Onder, Congressman for Missouri's 3rd District on the Capitol Beat this morning. Thank you so much for joining us, and we're happy to have you back in Missouri.
Well, thank you. Hey, have a great weekend.
You as well. The Capitol Beats. All kinds of things to talk to Dr. Onder about. Because, as it goes on in Washington, D.C., could you imagine you're in D.C., everything's crazy, you hop on a plane, and then you put your feet and plant them back in Missouri. Oh, the feeling. It feels so good.
The air is just better.
The air is better, yeah.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kim on a Whim coming up after the break. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Cox, 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.